A lot riding on this, dude. This is a big fucking reunion.
I think this is a fucking joke.
What?
What the hell's going on?
Dude, I've been doing nothing.
Do you feel like God is sending you on a mission?
No, I was like joking with you.
Yeah, you can't joke. It's not your strong suit. All right. When? Start.
Start. We're good. We're in.
Hey. Dude,
how you doing, bro? How you doing, brother?
Good, man. It's good to see you.
Yeah, man.
This is Serpentine. I am in crystals now.
Shit, dude.
That was my big bit. It's done.
It's good.
That bit's done, dude. It didn't work the first time.
It worked.
The reunion is here.
The reunion is
upon us.
Lit, dude.
And we keep trying to work, but these goddamn hipsters we fucking hired to help us. Do you have fun doing the job that you have?
Yep.
All right. What's up?
Chilling, dude.
Phone's off. Matt, how the fuck are you? What's been going on, dude? What have you been up to in the last month? I have not seen you.
Dude, I know. It's weird.
It's the longest time we've gone without seeing each other in probably 5 years.
Yeah, it's fucking bizarre.
What the hell's going on?
Dude, I've been doing nothing but deep spiritual research, as you have been as well.
Well, this is very, very deep stuff.
That's how you get it. You got tapped, basically, dude. Someone tapped you. A woman, you said, accosted you.
No, she was just a voodoo woman from Louisiana that came to my show.
Really?
And she said, do you feel like God is sending you on a mission?
What'd you say to that?
I said, we were taking a picture, and I was like, all right. That's how I responded. And then she gave me this, and I was like, oh, nice, thanks. And I was like, this will be funny to bring to the podcast to show Matt that I'm on crystals.
I think it's totally normal.
That I'm on crystal now.
Something funny, you know?
This is nice to rub.
Sure,
and I am getting worried that I maybe do have some type of, I don't know, it's nice. It's nice rubbing.
It is nice to rub.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. We're all,
so there are benefits of rubbing rocks.
Yeah, we're all just energy. Crystals choose to be crystals, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
This decided to be a crystal?
Mm-hmm. It's a mineral, but not all minerals take their crystalline form. And the only thing scientists can't figure out why some minerals end up becoming a crystal.
So
they're self-organized.
So the answer we've come up with is they must have decided that because we don't know it?
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm.
There's the way they shape. There seems to be some sort of self-organization. So, yeah, dude, crystals are, they're no joke, dude.
I think this is a fucking joke.
What? No, dude, crystals.
No, I'm not going to let this thing go.
I mean, I wouldn't put all your, eggs in that basket, but they're definitely...
I hope this thing takes control and organizes my life.
What if it was like the mask? If you start smoking, dude, someone has to stop you.
If I start smoking, the government's gonna have to shut this down.
True.
They're gonna have to stop me. What happened in your life in the last month? Are you mentally preparing for your big day?
I'm just walking right into it, man.
That's coming up.
It's coming up in like 2 weeks.
Woo-wee.
I prepared for it by telling myself I have plenty of time, and now the time's upon me. So
we should have, you guys, this is a mistake. This television and Google.
This is a great idea.
This is a mistake.
This is a great idea.
We can't afford this.
What?
Mentally, we cannot afford this. As soon as I was like, you're excited for your big day, Gardini Googles marriage. And now there's just marriage pictures.
Well, I will say I've been having reservations about
marriage
interrupting. No, marriage is nothing.
Hey, there's Matt. Yeah, bottom right.
I've been
That's a big day.
Well, the thing is, dude, I'm kind of fucking, I don't want to, I'm trying to figure out how I can have this marriage, but not like disrespect black love. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, it's important. Black love. It's important. The whole idea of sticking with your own kind.
Yes.
Not for white people at all.
White people.
Not white. White love is abominable. But I don't want to disrupt black. I don't want to ruin like a black love. I want to come up with a good black love story. So that's why, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Better not disrupt black love.
I might Tropic Thunder is what I'm trying to tell you. I might. Bro,
if you walk down the aisle. If you walk down the aisle. Full Tropic Thunder.
I just want a black love, dude. I just want a hashtag black love, dude.
And stop with the Google. Is that what you've been doing? Have you been instructed?
Gardini's been Googled. No, he's been Googling just the most random.
The topic?
The whole Shaner was talking about sex, and he was playing, unbeknownst to Shaner, Kissed by a Rose in the background.
Oh, that's funny.
It's pretty funny. Nice. Shaner's talking about like eating buttholes and stuff.
Of course. Shaner's so cool and horny. Yeah. Nothing more than I love just a guy who's good at sex and is horny.
Yeah, man. telling you, that's a. I might just wear that exact outfit.
Do you take this one?
Or
I do. Or slip one of those in for me, would you? During one of the vows or whatever, just be like, I do.
I do.
The rest of them say it normal. They'll be like,
I do. I'll try to remember that.
Am I giving a speech at this thing?
Yeah.
Oh no!
You roast, dude. You have to roast me.
Can I share it with?
Yeah, you guys can go back West. And forth. You guys can go back and forth.
Love is kind.
You guys can be like Styles P and Jadakiss, dude.
True.
Just go bar for bar. Yeah. Or what I might do, I might have the nerve to do a full Tropic Thunder. But what I might do is just steal Valor. I'll just put like a military uniform on. Second best thing,
bro.
I'm a fucking troop, dude. If I stole Valor, I'd probably a fucking Marine.
Do both. Get
just,
like
just go a
very expensive, well done blackface.
And then you
like very well done, like Robert Downey and steal and Valor. I might steal Valor.
That's the whole groom party has
if
to wear.
If I can't
like,
get to Men's Warehouse in time when I get back, I'll just buy a military uniform. That'd be tight.
Dude, slip into the old. Do you still have the old
or
guard?
Jeans and tee? Should I just go Louis? Everybody else in a suit,
dude. If you showed up in like a military uniform,
I definitely still have.
You my still have life. Your stuff.
I definitely, my mom definitely kept that.
Toss it like on.
Some type of weird shame.
Yeah,
sadness.
Toss it on.
Yeah,
you should wear that exclusively in the house of
stuff.
Your parents.
My mom keeps that stuff like a. You know when people's like kids die and they don't touch the room. That's what my mom does with like all my old West Point stuff. She's like, he could have been an officer.
I mean, bro, put on the gear. What happens if you were a troop? Goggins went, you could probably get reenlisted or just wear it,
about it
or just wear it and show up to the Pentagon in the parking lot and just be like, hey guys, I'm back.
Check what the records. Yeah, I'm signing back up.
What do we have going on?
God damn it, I'm in. You guys asked for me. I'm back. Now, what do you want?
You're allowed to wear it. Can you wear that garb?
Yeah, I could technically.
Yeah, technically, yeah.
Technically.
And just go to Annie's at the mall?
Technically, yes. Technically, I was honorably discharged.
Yeah.
I swore in and was honorably discharged.
What the hell?
Technically, I could wear.
Could you please
a West
be decorated
Point
cadet at my
uniform?
Wedding?
Yeah.
Can you please be decorated? And it's going to be at a place like a military place. So
oh, they'll like it.
State, but yeah,
they'll respect that.
Hell yeah.
Hmm.
You should. I'm telling you, man.
Maybe.
I'm going full. I'm going to be in a 5-star general outfit. I'm going to look like the dude from what the fuck's Twin Peaks? I'll look like the general from Twin Peaks, dude. I'm going to be. Lightning fast. That's a dark chalk, bro.
We're a little rusty.
That's dark chalk, bro.
We're a little rusty.
So that's my plan, dude. In order, I don't want to, you know.
Are you going to cry?
I was thinking about it, dude. Yo. I'm writing my own vows. So
oh,
I was reading them today. And the
I
last,
might fucking cry if you
yeah,
write your own vows.
The last little bit gets me choked up, dude.
Really?
Yeah. They're pretty
Is
sweet.
It about your sweet baby, Maya?
Not even. Not,
oh, nice.
It's not her day, dude.
Good.
It's not her day. I don't want her anywhere on the premises.
This whole your child.
It's not her day, dude.
That's good.
So, yeah, no, she'll be, you know, we'll probably just leave her. She's old enough now where we can just.
She can handle things.
Dude, I thought about that, man. We were in a hotel weeks ago. Like, we went to Chicago last week. Surprise fucking shower, bro.
Mm.
Dude, that was a nightmare.
That is a nightmare.
Just, that's the ultimate, like, when are we doing? And it's like, we have lunch. She's like, lunch reservations? I didn't think it through, too, because I'm like, dress, wear something nice. And I was wearing jeans and a t-shirt. She's like, I was like, they have my clothes at the restaurant. She's like, what?
Oh, man.
And I was like, dude, just relax. And then her cousin's like, yeah, actually, like, stall for another half an hour. And I'm like, I can't, dude.
You cannot.
I can't stall for another
what
half an hour.
What was she hitting you with?
Just being like, I don't even want to get, what is this? And I'm like, she's like, why would you take me to a nice lunch?
I love that even before the ceremony of your wedding, you're still like, if anyone's like, what was she doing? You're like, without a second, like, what was going on?
I told her she has an ally in you and my, she goes, I hate the way you impersonate me. And it's like, dude.
It's wildly disrespectful. Although I was just doing my girlfriend, like,
she was genuinely sleepwalking. She was genuinely sleepwalking.
God damn it.
That's how it sounds to me, dude. I do it all the time.
Of course, that's what it is. That's what it is, dude.
We do the blow by blow. I'm like, we get into the territory of like, I'm like, yeah, but then you were like, and she's like, I said, the worst is when they go, no, I was like joking with you. And it's like,
yeah, you can't joke.
You,
it's not your strong suit.
Yeah, dude. You don't joke.
Funny jokes.
And you don't get up early.
They can't get up early.
They're the days, dude. They're on autopilot. They're not there.
The babes are on autopilot?
They're wearing Calvin and Hobbes glasses.
They are drones.
Before 8 in the morning. Yeah. It's just ping pong balls, dude. They're fucking...
Yeah, they're drones, and they're mad. They're so mean all the time. Dude,
it's crazy.
My girl and I have been together long enough that she's starting to be able to be mean for no reason.
Yeah, man.
Like, for no reason. I'll call her and be like, you know, you talk about how hot young girls are all the time. And I'm like, don't listen to my podcast. Yeah. She's like, are you a fucking pedophile? I'm like, what?
Oh.
Is it the young babies, dude? I'm not allowed to talk about Google.
Honestly,
young hot girls.
You start to appreciate.
Don't.
You start to appreciate.
Don't Google young hot girls.
After a while, you start to appreciate their little fermentation periods.
Yeah.
Like, you'll start, I'm telling you, with enough time and patience. You'll start to know, like, you'll be having a discussion, and this is, they'll start to do a thing where they'll go, maybe, I guess dudes do this too, but it's like, you're bringing up a very valid point, and then they start talking louder and faster.
Yeah.
And, you know, it used to get me, and I would talk louder and faster. Now I stop and just go, if you're getting angry, we can pause.
Mm.
Like, let's wait till we're all, you know, I'm not fucking angry. You know?
Well, that would drive me up a fucking wall too.
Well, you can't.
If you and me were fighting, and you're like, "Do you want to talk about this when you've calmed down?"
I don't hit it with that. I just go,
"I'll fucking cry." I'll cry right now.
I don't hit that necessarily, and I'll get.
I'm nervous.
I'm nervous. If I,
I'm scared. Show me who you are. You went samurai on that kid immediately.
True.
I mean, fool.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Just right away. He's like, where's your honor?
Yeah.
Put your mask on. Show me who you are.
Yeah, dude. That would have been beheaded. Back in the day in Japan, that was just. Huh,
yeah.
Right. You were just cut. You were like, you would fume and then go, wait, what am I even arguing?
Why would I even talk to
cut
this
guy? Then you would, that was all the matter. You'd be like, is this guy from a good family or can I cut his head off?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, fuck, I can cut this guy's head off.
Yes.
Dude, I was reading about the Ainu people in Japan.
What were they up to?
The Ainus?
Hold on. Before we get to the Ainus, what was the thing we were just talking about? Because I liked it.
Oh, the...
Ladies?
Lady spazzing. How yes. You can defuse bomb. It's defusing a bomb.
It's not. You cannot.
You can't have shaking
It is the
hands.
Hurt Locker.
But dude, you start to appreciate... you start to...
Can we insert these in the video so they know? All right.
They'll be popped in. You start to appreciate, dude. I'm telling you.
That's her. That's my girl every night.
Yeah, you
motherfucker. What happened? She's like,
she walks.
She sleepwalks.
She sleepwalks.
And sometimes we sleep naked. Well, I always do, but occasionally she does. So I'll wake up in the middle of the night. She'll be standing naked in the room.
Damn.
In the dark.
Damn.
I'll be like, what the fuck are you doing? She's like, get back to sleep.
Dude,
she's a demon.
And she's long hair, don't care, too.
She's scary.
What do you say? Someone's got to get that girl a harmonica.
Yeah, I said somebody ought to get her a harmonica.
So you're bad. You're dealing with nocturnal.
I'm dealing with an absolute nocturnal,
so
absolute
I'm telling
demon.
You, dude. So you're.
And then she wakes up. She's like, I'm sorry, last night.
And
like,
that's just storing up another nocturnal fucking
It's a nocturnal
explosion.
Emission.
She's emitting nocturnally. She's emitting rage nocturnally. You guys might have to go out together in the woods and scream. Just go out in the woods and just.
I screamed.
You should dress.
I screamed into a pillow when Notre Dame lost to Cincinnati. Notre Dame lost to Cincinnati. I've never been more angry.
What the fuck?
Dude, I was so fucking mad, dude. In a hotel.
It's like, dude. Remember we heard the guy having sex?
Yeah.
People probably walk by and heard you.
They were like, damn, this guy's. That was me fuming, dude. Notre Dame, Cincinnati. They stunk. It was the worst game I've seen in a long time.
Who else did they lose? The Eagles. Just the Cowboys.
Eagles
lost
stink. I was at the Cowboys. I was at the game. I went to Dallas Cowboys,
what?
Dude.
Fuming,
just
dude.
At the Cowboys Stadium. Just around.
I've
but you know what's
to,
nice?
Yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys have what we have here, which is like the Eagles fans.
They have,
you know,
like
what I mean?
Dickheads.
They have like dickheads.
Yeah.
And not to be racist, they tend to be black dudes that are dickheads. So
may those
just,
two may those two groups never meet,
the,
dude.
The Cowboy fans from Philly and the Eagles fans. Holy shit, dude. If they united, there was a dude. So right away, the Cowboys drove down the field and scored. Then the next possession, the Cowboys made a stop, get the ball back at their own 1 yard line, fumbled in the end zone, and the Eagles scored a touchdown. And there was a dude a couple rows in front of us, this black dude, just standing up. Eagles jersey, fuck all you guys, fuck you, like screaming in people's faces.
Damn.
And then the Eagles proceeded to get fucking destroyed.
So they
this guy had to, that was the one touchdown they scored, and it was like in the first minute. It was great.
It's like a 1 yard line fumble.
But yeah, it was fun to watch.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like those Texas people.
Really?
I didn't like it. It's a very, very cool, nice stadium, but they're all like Texas. Dude. They all wear fucking cowboy hats. Although I have been wearing a cowboy hat.
I've seen it.
It's powerful. It feels good. Yeah,
dude. It feels really good.
Feels very good.
Feel you start putting on a cowboy hat and you look at Mexico and you're like, that should be ours.
What the hell are they doing in my state?
It should be ours,
I'd
dude.
I'd like to be there.
Dude. Yeah, I've seen you in that cowboy. You look good in that cowboy hat.
Thanks, man. I look like that. Click that. It's exactly what I looked like.
Yeah,
cowboy
dude.
Pants are tight. You ever wear those Wranglers?
No,
they are fucking skin tight.
I'm, according to my mom, I'm okay because I wear stretchy jeans.
You wear stretchy jeans?
Yeah, I wear stretchy jeans, dude.
I haven't seen that.
I mean, can't tell, but yeah, these jeans are all stretch. As soon as I found out that was an option, I had to get talked out of wearing the fake sweatpants jeans.
That's awesome.
That was my move, and then it was like, nah, you can
kind of tell. Who talked you out of that?
Brittany was like, you can tell. I was like, I was coming to her like, dude, I can wear them to dinner, and she's like, no, they're obviously sweatpants, and I was like, fuck.
That's funny. That's exactly what I looked like.
Yeah, you looked good in them.
I was like the outfit, too.
You looked fucking good in them.
I filled out a cowboy hat. I got a big, dumb, fat head. Perfect for a cowboy hat.
State trooper, right?
I should have brought it. I was thinking about bringing it. I should have worn it for the podcast. You look good. So I was doing all types of bits.
You were in
Serpentine Rock. I had a cowboy hat.
You're a prop comic.
I was ready for the podcast.
You're a prop comic.
I am a fuck you, dude. You can be my opener. See, I am a prop comic.
That's pretty good.
I might have to stick to props instead of that.
Dude.
Can I keep going? Or maybe I'll bottle it up. Anyway, hats off, dude. I'm still going.
God damn, dude.
Nah, I got to stop. I'm going to phone it in.
God damn, dude.
That's pretty good stuff.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm retarded.
Dude.
I've been rubbing this rock and my autism is in bloom, dude. This whole time I've been accusing everyone else of being autistic.
But when
you watch a Notre Dame Cincinnati game and scream into a pillow and then you're quiet the rest of the day, something's wrong.
I will say when I was watching your podcast so I could steal all your jokes and use them here, talked about dogs and cats, that I was like, that's pretty fucking good.
It's a good bit.
That's
thanks.
Very funny. That's very funny.
Thank you.
That was very funny. I was like,
I've been trying to figure out how to use that in stand-up.
I'm going
to
steal that and use
it. It's tough. I did it last night at the Cellar. It's tough to get into that.
Yeah, you need to build up to that.
I literally just have to say, listen, this is going to sound bad.
Which is funny.
It's not.
Which is fun.
Yeah. But that can't be how every joke I do starts.
Yeah.
Which is how they are. All the new stuff I've been doing, which I was pumped for. In Louisiana, that was the first weekend I did since the special came out. And I was like, I got to do new.
Yeah.
And I did. I did like 45 new. Just, it was great. But
awesome.
But because it's new, every joke requires like.
Little disclaimer.
This is new and it's not good.
Yeah.
People with Down syndrome are like dogs. You got to try to explain it.
Well, you got to put it in context. But look, I was on a podcast.
Edit that out, please.
Look, I was on a podcast. It's a good comparison. And you're talking about in terms
cats
of like
dogs.
The loyalty.
Fun. Excitement.
Amenability. Yeah.
Yes.
Versus the fucking...
The autistic cat.
Yeah.
The very autistic cat where it's like, I love it. Does it love me? I think it loves me.
It'll ignore you for like 2 days.
Yeah, it'll just walk out of the room while you're talking to it. It doesn't listen. Like, get up here. It's just... Like, all right, are you mad?
But yeah, dude, to answer your question, bro, I've been up to fucking... Nothing, bro. I've just been... Doing the pod every week.
Have you been beating off? Have you been looking at pornography?
No, man. I've been very, very sparingly. And it's only if like...
Why did you say no?
Yeah, Guardian, back me up.
Because I've been doing it too much and I was trying to lie to myself. And
you're cutting it
off.
Oh,
you have not been beating off.
I'll tell you what.
No, or you have been.
I have been too frequently.
Beating off rules.
Beating off
one a day?
Yeah, one a day.
Two a day?
Every once in a while.
That's bad.
I'm like one a week, bro. If that.
One a week?
I'm 50%. If I pull up a phone and pull up porn, what happens to me a lot now, I pull it up, I scroll the options and go, you know what? Never mind. I don't want to. This is. I don't want to see.
You know what was nice? My lady.
Of oiled butts.
My lady was with me for most of that trip. So
that's
I was
nice.
Not whacking off.
That's
and then
nice.
As soon as I got back to New York, I was like, I'm so excited to whack
off. You got to whack off.
Yeah, I got to beat off. I got to whack off.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Whacking off for the first time in a month is great.
Well, I mean, I was in for that,
just a no pressure ejac. Usually when you're having sex with a lady, there's some level of like,
I'll back you up on
that. This is going well for her.
Yeah, I'll back you up on that. No,
and
I was.
You get to just lay back and be like, I hope my roommates don't hear. That's my only concern.
Of you jerking
off? Yeah.
You guys all know each other pretty well by now.
Yeah, at that point, it wouldn't matter.
No, I was describing my sex life on the page with Lemaire and Beezer and Shaner.
I'd like to hear more about it.
It's just hand jobs, bro. It's just, and I work wild. I work hard. No, it's a good thing. I work hard, dude.
It's a good thing.
I work. It's the best. I work hard. I stay focused, and then I just, you know, every like couple weeks, I just, and I like, dude, I just save it all up and just catch like an epic, like eighth grade level hand job.
Mm.
It's pretty sick. It's like usually on a Saturday morning.
I do hear you on this, and dude, I actually do like the idea.
Get the
of
this. Coconut oil. White dude, she get I every time she. I don't even bring it up. She goes, get the coconut oil. She grabs me. She gauges. She goes, oh, look at that. First of all, it's annoying too. She'll do this thing where I don't use that Kirkland crap, dude. I use Dr. Bronner's. There it is. The is that unrefined? Eddie is unrefined too. Brown label. That was fucking calling the
shots. Unrefined.
But yeah, dude, that's been my preferred mode of sex. There it is. That's the fucking dark label, bro. What the hell?
So she just
there she is, bro. Whole
scoops
crumb.
It.
I scoop. Because only scoop. I know enough. I know how much.
You scoop.
Girls always underestimate the. I'm like, are you serious? Even with the lotion is bullshit. It dissipates in like 2 seconds.
Up.
That I'll tell you what about that Dr. Bronner's, bro. Mm-hmm. That stuff, your dick will be greasy for a while. Not Vaseline level. Vaseline's too much.
Yeah.
Vaseline's almost. That's issues.
You try
dude.
Butter.
Butter would be fantastic.
Butter would be great, I bet.
Dude. Some ghee?
Yeah.
Some ghee?
I don't know what that is.
Clarified butter. It's when you boil butter and skim the shit off the top and turns
it
into
It would be
ghee.
Wild.
Bro, butter would be nice, man. Can you type in ghee as a masturbatory lube or butter as a masturbatory lube?
I mean, everybody's whacked off with butter, I bet.
I never have.
I never have either, but I mean, it must be up there. Because I'll get butter on my hand and be like...
Yeah, dude. Butter would be... Sometimes I touch a mango. Sometimes I touch a mango. Think about rubber band and a couple of those. You get like the inside of a mango. Oh, boy. You should definitely not. What the heck?
Marlon Brando did it in a movie, apparently. And it was triggered a bunch of people
to
think it's cool.
Ew.
I'm talking about
masturbation.
For sex, yeah. Well, you don't want to shove dairy up a lady's pussy.
Why? They do it all the time with yogurt.
Yeah, but... What?
they do that every... Every the last bite of yogurt women put in their vagina.
Really?
Just to get some Bulgaris. Yeah, some L Bulgaris, dude.
Mm, no, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
no,
dude.
You're kidding.
Yeah, the
women's vaginas are disgusting, and they can fall apart at any moment.
Yeah.
If they're just constantly
they go down.
Sick.
They go down.
And there's I don't know how they work at all. There's problems.
They go down. There's a lot of problems that can pop up on them. It's not everyone thinks, oh.
Dongs you can ignore. Any problem, you can just let it ride.
Oh, yeah.
Say, whatever this is going away, yeah. And I'm not going to tell any of my sexual partners about it.
No, you grit your teeth through a little bit of burn. You're like, I got to drink more water.
They're going to catch whatever this is.
Yeah.
Because I'm not telling.
Well, I don't think dudes transmit sexually transmitted diseases. I think only women transmit them.
I don't think you're that far off.
I think only women transmit
yeah.
them. Dudes really, they can only get them from women.
Some then, people report using yogurt in the vagina as a lubricant or treatment for yeast infections.
What? Look at that.
How do you know something like this?
I was just kidding, bro. I didn't think they actually did that.
You've never been a part of a lady being like, and one for you?
No.
One for me?
Oh, Jesus. I didn't know that. I also, I had a theory that women can get yeast infections from eating too much sugar.
I'm sure that's the case. Look at those fleshlights. How to clean your fleshlight like a real pro.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Are these...
Whoa. Mouth fleshlight? Fuck?
And it's all sweaty and shit. Just a like a perspirating fucking nose.
Oh my god, dude. Get rid of this. This is fucking
yeah, what the hell, dude? Ew.
Number one though, man.
Coconut oil is loot, bro. Come on, man.
So you get whacked off with coconut
every
oil?
Every couple weeks, yeah.
Fuck.
I save it up. Every now and again I'll, you know, again, like you said, sometimes the sniz just goes down from you know, things happen to it.
Sniz does fall apart.
It goes down.
Once a month. Well, not just the period, but there's always like the period and then like I'm about to get my period. The thing's a fucking mess.
Yeah.
I just had my period. It's like something else is wrong.
Yeah. There's, you know, there's things that can
disgusting,
pop up.
Dude. Women fucking suck.
Yeah.
Edit that out, please.
Yeah, dude. I've been doing, and I like once a, I do it on a needs basis. Like I try not to do it just because I want to, but like if I.
You mean sex?
No, masturbation. Well, sex even too. Yeah, I don't, you know.
You try not to give in to your needs?
I only do it if I like feel as if like I have, like I, there's a feeling I get when I have too much cum in me. And I do it purely as like, let me just get this out of me. Unless
really?
I'm making a child. That's the only time I do sex enjoyably.
Then you're making a child.
If I'm making a child, I'll let my guard down and enjoy sex.
Mm.
Other than that, it's pure maintenance. I resent the fact that I have to do it at all, to be honest.
Nice.
It's annoying.
Ever do it out of like personal insecurity and you want to prove your self-worth by having sex with someone?
Beyond that.
It's almost exclusively why I have sex.
Well, that was exclusively my... Yeah, that was the nature
of
my...
I am the man.
That was the nature of my sex life forever.
Yeah.
Of course.
You don't only hook up with girls so you can tell your friends you did it?
That's all. I just got pussy for my boys my whole life, dude.
My whole life.
That's all I wanted.
If it weren't for my boys, I would have...
I'd be asexual.
Chilling.
Yeah, I'd be asexual. If it wasn't for the pressure of my boys to constantly get pussy.
Yeah.
And then tell
somebody
me about
else
it.
Would be like, yo, I titty fucked this girl. Fuck.
Yeah.
Why am I not titty fucking people?
True. That's something nobody does anymore that needs TFs? To be fired up. Yeah. Titty fucking. Is that a young man's game? Is titty fucking a young man's game?
I think so. I think.
I titty fucked like a month ago. It was sick.
Yo, really?
Yeah, dude. It was so cool.
What type of lube was in there?
Just like regular like lube.
She used lube to titty fuck you?
Yeah.
Whose lube was it?
It's mine, bro.
What are you doing with lube?
What the hell?
Titty fucking.
Why didn't she use yogurt?
True, I should have. I know now.
You titty fucked?
I titty fucked.
To completion.
Not to completion, no.
That doesn't count.
No, that seems way too hard.
That'd be a long thing.
Yeah, no, it's a long time.
You're jerking off too much, dude. If my dick touches tits, I'm coming immediately.
I guess so.
What the hell?
So... You titty fucked.
I titty fucked for a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like...
Were you laying down?
No, I was on top. She was on her back.
Ew.
I was
your big
over
stinking
top,
butt
bro.
Was hovering.
Ew, your big stinking butt was in the air.
Do you hold the nipples when you titty fuck?
Yeah, dude, you have to.
No, you don't.
Wait,
how'd
nipples?
You
well, no,
nipples?
Like... Well,
you hold the nipples.
You go
horse's
like...
Range. No, you go like... Like under and grab, you know, like a,
yeah,
like,
you gotta push them up.
Yeah, push them up. You gotta push
and
them.
And then
up.
You go.
Yeah, absolutely.
What were you saying while you're? Did you say anything or was it silent?
No, nothing. I was just breathing heavily.
Yeah, you can't talk during sex. Talking during sex
is weird.
I think the only time I talk during sex is if I'm titty fucking.
Really?
During titty fucking, I'm fucking your titties. You're fucking.
Look
titties.
At you, fucking
look at these
titties.
Can't remember the last time I fucked me some titties. And then I name the geography and I go, man, this Chi-Town pussy's so good. You always name you name every dude. You gotta name the geography of the girl.
Of where the girl's pussy's from?
Yeah.
Dude. Man, I ain't never had no pussy like no Iowa pussy. Ain't no pussy like no Tallahassee pussy.
Dude, you got it. I that stuck. I watched this one porn at one time. There was this guy who was just fucking. He's like, man, I'm used to this H-Town pussy. This is Chi-Town pussy. He was talked about the geography of the pussy the entire time. It was so sick. Chi-Town's some good pussy, dude.
Yeah. Please include that in your vows.
Oh, for sure. Chi-Town pussy, dude.
You're Chi-Town pussy? From the day we met, I knew your Chi-Town pussy was the best pussy I've ever had. Baby, I want to fucking titty fuck you.
Yeah, you got to call it. Call, I'm telling you, next time call it the geography.
Next time I have sex with my girlfriend, I'll be like,
call
Chi-Town pussy. Actually, I'm going to be in Chicago tomorrow with my girlfriend. For real, I actually am. I'm going to fuck her in
I'm
Chicago.
So mad I'm in the Poconos.
I'm going to have Chi-Town pussy.
You're going to have some Chi-Town pussy.
Tomorrow, I have Chi-Town pussy. Headed my way.
Where are you going to eat?
Where am I going
to
eat?
Bro, go to Burger Bar. Go to Burger Bar, dude.
Burger Bar?
Burger Bar.
Burger Bar.
Chicago has... I pig out every time I'm there.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, everyone's like, we go to the best route. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I go there, dude, and I fucking pig, dude. Burger Bar rules. It's just a bar that makes sick burgers, so...
Well, that's the problem with traveling, which I've been doing. Everybody constantly is like, dude, you got to go eat here.
Yeah.
And then you go feast.
Yeah.
Like, I was in Austin. I ate barbecue for fucking... 12 days.
Jesus, dude.
Then I was in LA. LA was nice. I didn't booze too hard there.
Yeah, that makes nice, sense.
LA was a little more subdued. Well,
LA has the healthy foods. You can eat.
LA has a man healthy foods. But it's very like it's not a party town. LA is not like New York. New York is 4 a.m., 5 a.m. LA everything closes.
I was only in LA for one day and I didn't like it. I went to the LA Fitness there, and it was just a bunch of male models on fucking testosterone screaming at each other.
Everybody
we're playing
there.
Basketball. It's about male models on testosterone screaming at each other.
Oh, man.
It was
how
crazy.
Long ago was this?
Oh, dude, this was still my first marriage.
Yeah.
This was
so
probably
wait
like
till you see
7 years
LA now,
ago.
Since Instagram and TikTok and everybody's internet famous now.
Ugh.
It's wild.
Yeah, this is like 9 years ago, dude.
Yeah.
I was in an LA Fitness with like – what's that show about the bartenders – Vanderpump. It was like Vanderbilt, Vanderpump. I was with like the cast of Vanderpump Rules, dude. Fucking just getting screamed at on a basketball court by Jax.
Set the pick.
Dude, it was like, what the fuck? They would miss a shot. Like, fuck.
Yeah, it is an uncomfortable place.
That's it. That's literally everyone in LA Fitness when I was there. It looks like the Vanderpump Rules cast. It's fucking crazy, dude.